Now, from a seedy one-bedroom apartment in the heart of the city that never sleeps, it's time.
It's the Gun Show!
It's time for the Gun Show.
If you don't know, now you do know it's Guns, the Gun Show. We're here in Brooklyn. It's raining outside, but it's not going to rain on our parade. That's because we got a brand new album.
Parade today? We spent our money in the right direction.
We got a brand new used album coming out this coming Friday. We're here with the guys, my buddy Bert. What's up, man? How are you?
Good, really good. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, I must say, since we last spoke, we looked much sexier than we did, both of us, than we did a couple months ago. So something's going right.
Always look sexy. And yeah. Sexy is inside. Aesthetically, we are sexy.
Right.
But inside, the pain is real beauty.
Absolutely. And it makes us that much more confident. See, that's the parade happening right now. That's that background.
Or less confident.
Yeah.
I'm less confident when there's a parade coming to town.
Listen, we got a lot to talk about, a couple minutes to do it. The album drops Friday. We're stoked on this. A lot went into this album. Obviously, No More Quinn, Justin, the whole entire thing. We're looking forward to this next, next chapter? New use? What are we thinking?
Well, yeah, I think that the way that music, especially art and the expression of a record, is really a snapshot in time in that artist's life. So since Justin joined up with us, there's been a brand new fire and inspiration underneath what already is the right. Used, which is already a very huge and special thing. So it was really exciting to see where this group would take the music.
Artistically, creatively.
Yeah. We had a lot to prove to ourselves, and you'll see that in the record. But this record feels like every little tiny bit of us. Right. And the music is so complimenting in every way. I think that the story that we all put forward to tell, it's so cohesive and it's so powerful that we made a record for people who go to emo night for church. We've made a record for people that
saw you guys really with Boxcar Racer back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. It's more of a spiritual is a bad word. It's a tricky word, but it's more of that freeing type of human connection that we're looking for at this point.
Is it sometimes scary to look back and know that you literally have an album for every like 2 or 3 years of your life? Like, and it's all like, you know, it's a snapshot of your life, like you mentioned. But shit, man, we've got quite the repertoire and albums in our past.
It's amazing. I think that as we learn and we become more comfortable with the type of artists we are and with the type of expression that we're best at, then we just get to go deeper and deeper, and we have so many hardcore fans that have stayed with us right. That it's really exciting to see the reaction, and not only that, but just to feel it on the inside of us. Where our music's coming from nowadays is a place that's more pure and more more special than it's ever been, and it's because it reflects what the Used actually is live.
And of course, I mean, it's one of the best live shows. I mean, your vocals not only match what's on the album, but also enhance it. And the energy, the passion, already been able to hear a couple of the songs already. Rise the Lights, I believe. Rise Up Lights. That video just dropped. That song just dropped. Yeah, it's fucking, it's shredding, but it's powerful. It's fast-paced. It's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be fun as fuck to see live, but also like towards the end, like the different timing structure changes, your vocals even have like an echo to them.
The coolest thing about this record is we recorded it on tape. We recorded it live, and so when you come to the live show, it's gonna be even more of just that. We left all the mistakes in. It's really the true human expression of what we went like. It's us at
was that just
unadulterated, unedited.
Was that just which is frightening, I must admit, because
it's beautiful.
It was a new experience, but the cool thing is that all of us, when we just finished rehearsals for the next this tour, and like the first day of rehearsals, we played the first song on the record, and then we just kept going, and we were like, let's play the next. Like we just played the whole record because it was so much fun to play. Just like recording it, we actually played it. We didn't. You know, it was that type of experience. Yeah.
There's a backstory here to the album, which I don't know. I think people need to know about this because when I heard about it, I literally went, fuck. Can you at least tell us about it? Because I think it's important to get that story out there, but also, shit, man,
yeah,
you know?
A lot of it is really personal. It's a personal story. I lost a friend, committed suicide a little over a year ago. And so you'll notice the first half of the record is his story up to the end of his life and his struggle with depression and the world and everything, all parts of it. And then the last 10 songs are my reflection on his story. And really the places we went were kind of more specific and more autobiographical. It's more prose from my journal. It really is like I tried to take people in a little bit deeper, and I think that the way that we've matched the music around that, I like to talk about when we were doing drums, because as the music was being written, we really had moments where it shook us all, and we understood that we were approaching something that was a lot deeper than we ever had before. But this record is about mourning, and it's about love, and love actualized, and that cross between pain and pleasure, you know.
Would you say that clearly it's a live video shoot, and we got a fucking a Lambo coming through or some shit. Which is that's a first, but I'll take that any day of the week. Hey, at least the promo's still here. Was it different? I mean, shit, man, you've already had a tough life to begin with. The fact that this happened, did you ever feel sorry for yourself? Did you feel?
I don't struggle with material possessions. I have a beautiful life. I get to do what I love to do for a living. It's just everybody's life. On a subjective level, the amount of pain in this world, we're very, very, very lucky. But to be able to reflect on something so connecting, something that everyone will know about or already does know about, like losing someone close, I think that The Used has always been a band that touches on the more deeper philosophical questions that have always connected humans, and we're wondering why we're here and what it means. And I think that it means the fact that we die gives us the ability to love harder and to be more courageous in the face of love and death.
Did you have to strip yourselves away to build yourself back up for this album? I mean, it's long, it's in depth, it's a lot of feelings. Did you have to tear yourself apart in the studio to express yourself? More so than in the past.
I think just like exploring artistic expression in any way, it involves a lot of loneliness. Like you're sitting alone writing, or you're sitting alone reading. Yeah. Or, so it was a painful process. It was the longest I'd ever been away from my daughter. It was 4 months of our life that went into this. And we're the type of people at this point in our lives that we take music and art and expression and lyrics on this life or death seriousness. Like we're dead serious about it. So we made it for those people who feel the same way.
One last, I guess, serious question. And then, of course, the tour starts in just a couple weeks. We're looking forward to that. Album drops this coming Friday, October 27th. It's called The Canyon. We Are The Used is the Twitter. Knocked all that out. See? Pretty good. Right off the top of my head. Unfortunately, you know, because it's still based on, you know, the theme of this album, you know, which is Chester from Linkin Park, was somebody that... Yeah, I didn't know him personally, but as far as the music scene, that was like somebody like, you know, Morrison died, Cobain died, all these people have died, but didn't touch our scene, quote unquote, as much as he did. I don't know if you knew him or anything like that, but
really well, yeah.
What would you like to say to people that are struggling perhaps out there? Because that really, I think, hit home for kids, because that was like a musician that we all looked up to. And like, that's crazy.
The tour we did with Linkin Park in 2004, oh, yeah, and these right. guys, Jeff knows that I was at a place, I had just lost the first love of my life, and in a really, really dark place, and suicidal myself. And Chester would come to our bus all the time and smoke a joint with me. And the fact that no one was there for him like that is so telling. I think until there's an actual cure for depression, we need to be honest and open. And that's the hardest thing to be when you're depressed and you feel like a burden on other people. And honesty, when Tragen. Dealing with this death of my friend Tragen has been, I try to deal with it the opposite way. And I try to talk about it all the time, even to strangers. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to call my friends more and be like, hey, for some reason I'm not feeling okay right now.
Okay.
And I guess that we have to fill our lives with something. So my music is that. And I hope that that makes sense. I mean, we need to be honest about our complications. Right.
And, you know, if that's one way to do it is by going to see concerts, going to music, being able to express yourself, being friends with people, with absolute strangers, but it all comes together for the love music. And The Used always been that way.
And reaching out, there's so many double-edged swords. Technology is such a, it's such a give and take. But I think that, you know, to express yourself on a platform, social media or anything, I think that there's people who are willing and looking for the same. We're all born with that innate need to connect, really. So I think that to be able to, I think expression is the most important part, and if you don't have friends, then it's really possible to make them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And hey, at least you know, you guys did went up and beyond. You put out a hell of an album. Comes out this coming Friday. I was able to hear the stream. That song For You is touching as hell. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot to this album. The one song has your daughter on it. Like, so you really like as far as the writing and just was it a deliberate just saying F everything we know in the past when it comes to recording, or was it because you wanted to challenge yourselves more, or was it just the way it worked out?
Yeah, I feel like these guys would definitely agree that music is in the way it's been recorded in the last 10-15 years is kind of broken, and when you try to make everything perfect, you're losing a big part of the struggle of the expression of art. And so we not F everything, but really I also believe that great art challenges humans intellect, and I think that we learn something so valuable and important from great art, and I want to share that with other people. I'm touched by art in my life, and it makes me think about things in a way that I never could, and I relate to that artist because they said it just a little better than I could. And
right, absolutely,
people deserve a challenge. We're trained to have low expectations,
right,
to be frantic with our attention.
Well, listen, check them out, The Used, the live show. I'm so stoked to see this live show. Fuck, man, it's going to be awesome. We're here in Brooklyn. It's Guns to Gun Show. Follow them. We are The Used. Final question.
Guns to Gun Show.
Boom. Ballin'. final question. I've never actually asked you about them before, but I do have a question because it might be more relevant now than ever. What happens first? My Chemical Romance reunites or Donald Trump gets impeached?
I'm only interested in one of those things.
Uh-oh, mic drop. What up, Guns and Gun Show? Check them out.
Just kidding. I think they'll both happen at the exact same time.
The exact same moment. There you heard. You heard it first from Bert, The Used, of course, the whole entire band. We're here at the Gun Show. Check them out. Album drops this coming Friday. Yeah.